Movie Pipe.
Movie Pipe.
Movie Pipe.
Movie Pipe.
Say it.
Say it. Say it.
Movie Pipe.
Movie
Pipe.
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 Movie Pipe.
Movie
Pipe to Pipe Bushman.
We've got to return some videotapes.
Welcome to Movie Pipe. It has been a little while, hasn't it, dear Pipeheads? I know you've all missed me and Will. This is Gigi, in case you forgot what my name was. Anyway, we've had a little bit of a break from podcasting. I've had COVID. The entire world has had COVID, FYI. Yeah? And I went for about 2.5 years without getting it, and then I got it, and it was not very nice. It was like that scene from... choose any scene from a rather horrible horror movie. And it was like that, about 50% less bad. 50% fewer bads happened. Anyway, I'm okay now, I think. I wasn't able to watch many movies. Then I got better. Then every member of our 37-person production syndicate got COVID. So we haven't been able to record an episode of the podcast for a very, very long while. But that's all changed now, because I've watched a few movies. We've been in the screening room. Paul, God bless him, has disinfected every inch of our screening room. And Will's counterpart, Paul's counterpart in Will's manner, did the same thing. I don't know what their name is. I'm not interested in that. Anyway, so we're back, and we've got a lot of movies to talk about. Like, it might be more than 100 seasons at this point, just based on the volume of movies that we've had to watch in order to catch up. So episodes are going to be coming thick and fast. And I'm kicking off this episode by talking about the 1983 action drama called Uncommon Valor, with Gene Hackman, Patrick Swayze, and Fred Ward. Now, I don't think I'd even heard of this movie, let alone seen it. And I like Hackman. Gene Hackman. Gene is actually short for genius. I don't know if you knew that. Mr. Genius Hackman. Wrong person. Somebody just mistook me for Gene Hackman. Walking around my private community. I mean, it happens on the regular, to be honest. I'm often confused for 90-year-old former actors. Anyway, Genius Hackman, Uncommon Valor, Pipeheads. I've got to say, I shed a tear in the opening act of this movie. It was extremely emotional. The setup is kind of the mise-en-scene. You're thrown right into the action with a sort of attempted... like when soldiers, it's set in Vietnam, when soldiers are retreating from the enemy because they're overwhelmed. So it opens with this scene where these men are kind of running towards a helicopter, and some of them get in the helicopter and they're like, come on Frank, you can make it, and Frank doesn't make it. Cut to Gene Hackman sat at home hearing about how his son, other soldiers have been taken prisoners of war. So Gene Hackman is also a colonel in the army during the Vietnam conflict, but he's in America, and his son, who's young, I guess got drafted and was involved in the war and got taken prisoner by the Vietnamese army. I'm not sure, is it the Vietnamese army or the Viet Cong? Anyway, the bad people. And that kicks off this really cool, it's not a montage, like an extended montage of Gene Hackman traveling to, you know, Thailand, Laos, all across the sort of Southeast Asia, trying to build an idea of like where his son and these other soldiers might have been taken. So it basically sets up the story, is Gene Hackman's son is a prisoner of war, and he's trying to find his son, trying to save his son. He believes he's still alive. He's convinced he's still alive. And there's this like sort of remarkable sequence of events where it's a father searching for his son, and it's like, it's just really, you know, very, Gene Hackman is very believable as an actor. He brings a sort of this urgency to every role he has, and it's also humanity, because he's a big guy too, so there's no bullshit with Gene Hackman. I mean, his name's Genius Hackman. Do you think somebody named Genius Hackman takes any BS? No, exactly. So he's very believable as a father trying to find his son, and you know, he has a background in the army, so he has a particular way of speaking, and there's an authority to him. But underneath, you see the distress of a father who just wants his son back. And this was very touching to me. I have a young child, young son. And when you do have kids, and it's not for everyone, but when you do have kids, or you are a guardian of children, perhaps, there's a sort of, it's hard to articulate unless you've lived through that or experienced it. And to think losing a child is, you know, obviously devastating and kind of a parent's worst nightmare, to use a cliche. So Hackman delivers this extremely sensitive, urgent performance. Then he has this kind of idea of, because he thinks he's located his son is like in this kind of prisoner of war camp. This is 10 years later or something. So he then goes and recruits all of his son's former company, like platoon buddies. So basically people who fought alongside Frank. Frank is his son. And this is where the tone of the movie changes. And this is where I started to find myself scratching my head a little bit, metaphorically speaking, obviously. It kind of turns into a little bit of a goofy, it's almost like the A-Team or like the Dirty Dozen. So something to bear in mind is you have this emotional build-up, and because of Hackman, because he's so believable and he has a history of delivering in dramatic roles, you know, if you think of The French Connection or The Conversation, so you're sort of, it's been coded into how you watch Genius Hackman. Of course, he was in Superman as Lex Luthor. He had a comedic turn. He's done a few goofy things in his past, but I would say, I'd argue, Genius Hackman is known for his, you know, sort of like tough guy, real performances. So to see him kind of not really be the goof, but be part of this kind of goofier set up where they're sort of, he's going around and recruiting his son's friends who all have their own sort of post-traumatic stress and problems going on. Anyway, he managed to get the gang back together, and somehow he's one of the other fathers of another son that was a POW, he's very rich, he's kind of bankrolling this whole operation. So they're like, you know, how is he affording this? Well, there's a rich guy bankrolling it. Anyway, he's set up basically a mock prisoner of war camp, like a replica of where his son, he believes his son is. And he starts training the men in order to siege and basically take this prisoner of war camp. So there's all these scenes of, like, you know, the men training and they're sort of getting to know each other. And this is where Patrick Swayze is introduced as a young sort of officer, I guess, or a training officer. And he's in his OGs, his olive green, and his boots. And he's younger than all the other boys, the other guys, who are sort of into their 40s now, I think. And they obviously don't like him. He has a point to prove. And they end up in a big fight. And the big guy, he's kind of the comic relief, I guess. He's a big sort of hairy oaf guy. He ends up having a fight, like a big fight with Patrick Swayze's character. And, you know, he's like, you don't know what it's like to be a soldier. Like, you're just a dropout because you got kicked out of boot camp. Anyway, so Patrick Swayze won't give up. He's like, I'm not, you know, I'm here to help and everything. And then Gene Hackman is kind of watching over everything. And then finally, you know, Swayze's been beaten to a pulp. And Hackman's like, you know why he's here? He's here because his dad died in Vietnam. That's why he's here. He's one of us. And boom, the big ugly brute picks him up, puts him on his shoulder. Now he's one of them. He's proven. So it's, again, it's kind of goofy thing, but there's this sort of like really lovely thing in this movie, like this sort of brotherhood, I guess. Anyway, so they do all the training. Then they fuck off to Laos, and they basically, you know, the third act of the movie is they go and storm this prisoner of war camp, and there's a big, you know, gunfights, there's helicopters, there's like explosions, and it's all in camera. There's like lots of stunt work, which is, you know, quite enjoyable. And again, the tone of the movie shifts. Now it's a, you know, it's not really a goofy action movie. This is like a war movie. This is quite realistic. People are getting shot, blown up. But there's kind of a swashbuckling energy to it. Kind of like one of the, you know, kind of like the Guns of Navarone type energy. So I don't know if they set out to make a different movie and in the editing they created this sort of composite of different sort of genres almost, or tones. But I thought that did the movie a disservice. So it kind of, it should be one thing or the other. And I think they started out with Genius Hackman in a very emotional role. Kind of the inciting incident is he needs to go and get his son back. He believes his son is alive, but it's more than that, because he probably knows he's dead, but it's about going and knowing and being a dad, being a father. And then there's all this goofy stuff, and I don't want to ruin the end of the movie, but here's a spoiler, so you've been warned. I'll count down from 100, so you've got time to do something else. 100, 99, 90, I mean 5, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. His son's dead. He died a long time ago. His son isn't there. Yet, Hackman goes through the mission and he frees all the other boys who were there. And the end of the movie is they come back to the US to a hero's welcome. And Hackman and his wife have to watch all the other boys reunite with their parents and their families. And he doesn't have a son. And that's how the movie ends. And again, it's this kind of bookend of quite remarkable emotional weight, heft, delivered through Hackman. Very believable. But the middle of the movie is this sort of goofy, Dirty Dozen romp. So that's Uncommon Valor. And yeah, bit of a weird one. And has been on the list for a long time. And certainly down the pipe in terms of Hackman movies, but the performance is great. I think the story's fantastic, but the the product just wasn't there for me. And it's enjoyable though, don't get me wrong. It's an enjoyable movie for what it is. It's a bit goofy, that's the only thing. But watch it for Hackman, because he's brilliant. He's never bad in a movie. And we've got some more Hackman movies coming up, because I think the committee realised, we need to basically mine the Hackman well. So we're going to knock out a few other movies from Hackman that we've seen over the past weeks. So I'm excited about that, because he's definitely one of my personal favourite actors. One of my favourite films of all time is The French Connection. And that's Genius Hackman. Okay, that was Uncommon Valour. Check it out. It's on HBO Max in the US of A. Ciao.